Oft I had heard of Lucy Gray, and when I crossed the wild, I chanced to see at break of day the solitary child. No mate, no comrade Lucy knew. She dwelt on a wide moor, the sweetest thing that ever grew beside a human door. You yet may spy the fawn at play, the hare upon the green, but the sweet face of Lucy Gray will nevermore be seen. Tonight will be a stormy night, and you to town must go, and take a lantern, child, to light your mother through the snow. That, father, will I gladly do. 'Tis scarcely afternoon, the minster clock has just struck two, and yonder is the moon. At this the father raised his hook and snapped a faggot band. He plied his work and Lucy took the lantern in her hand. Not blither is the mountain roe with many a wanton stroke. Her feet disperse the powdery snow that rises up like smoke. The storm came on before its time, and she wandered up and down, and many a hill did Lucy climb, but never reached the town. The wretched parents all that night went shouting far and wide, but there was neither sound nor sight to serve them for a guide. At daybreak on a hill they stood that overlooked the moor, and thence they saw the bridge of wood, a furlong from their door. They wept, and turning homeward cried, "In heaven we all shall meet," when in the snow the mother spied the print of Lucy's feet. Then downwards from the steep hill's edge they tracked the footmark small, and through the broken hawthorn hedge and by the long stone wall. And then an open field they crossed, and the marks were still the same. They tracked them on, nor ever lost, and to the bridge they came. They followed from the snowy bank these footmarks, one by one, into the middle of the plank, and further there were none. Yet some maintain that to this day she is a living child, that you may see sweet Lucy Gray upon the lonesome wild. O'er rough and smooth she trips along and never looks behind, and sings a solitary song that whistles in the wind.